I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Madagascar is one of those places that evokes end-of-the-earth remoteness. It's not just a reputation. All the lemurs and chameleons we think of as associated with that big island nation off the southeastern coast of Africa, they're all a legacy of the island's millions of years of isolation. They evolved with little interference from the outside world. But Madagascar is no longer so isolated, and one new arrival has environmentalists and some local residents concerned. Bobby Bascom has our report.
Along a bumpy dirt road in a village on the east coast of Madagascar, villagers cook skewers of meat over an open fire to a soundtrack of Malagasy music playing from a small shop. It's a typical scene here, but something isn't quite right. If your ears are attuned to it, you can hear an interloper amid the din around the village. The low croaking sound of the Asian common toad. Madagascar doesn't have any native toads, so local resident Jean-Francois knew something was wrong the first time he saw one.
When the toads first arrived, we were surprised and confused. People still don't know why they've come to Madagascar.
The prevailing theory is that the toads hitched a ride on a container ship from Asia. Madagascar's largest international port, Tomasina, is ground zero for the toad invasion, and this village, Farafati, is just a few miles away. Farafati chief, Rizana Mahinina, says he's been seeing the toads for about 8 months.
There are a lot of toads in my courtyard and around my house. I'm afraid for my children, because if they play with them, they could get sick. I've heard the toads can kill people.
You don't have to look very hard to find one.
There's one sitting on the plastic.
Maya Moore and Bernard Yambacharidson from Madagascar Fauna and Flora Group have come to Farafati for a toad hunt. It starts just a few feet from Rosanna's house.
Look, one is there.
Oh, so there's another one. There's two there.
Ah, two, yes.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Bernard grabs a piece of plastic trash and tries to catch one.
It hops fast. Got it.
The toad is about the size of a fist, brown and bumpy. But its most striking characteristic, the thing that's got people here worried for their children, is a pair of small sacs on its back. Bernard presses one of them with a stick, and a milky white liquid oozes out. It's mildly poisonous, a common feature in toads, and a deterrent to predators in its natural habitat. It's no real threat to people, but you wouldn't know it from local news reports. One said that the toads are biting people, and that they even surrounded a cow and killed it. But as exaggerated as these reports might be, the toads do pose a real risk to Madagascar's environment.
There's already been reports of some endemic boa snakes that have tried to eat the toads that were found dead because of this. And even some birds and mammals that sometimes eat the toads could be at risk.
That's Jonathan Colby, a PhD candidate at the University of Queensland in Australia. He's keeping a close eye on Madagascar because of what happened when a very similar species arrived in Australia. Aussies have been singing the blues about the cane toads since they were first introduced some 80 years ago. From just a few dozen individuals, the toxic toads quickly spread across all of northern and eastern Australia, causing local extinctions of native animals in their path. And Colby worries about a similar situation unfolding in Madagascar.
These toads are able to adapt to a wide variety of habitats. That virtually means it can spread across the island.
That could be very bad news here. Most of Madagascar's native plants and animals are found nowhere else on Earth. And some 90% of the country has been deforested. So what's left of its natural ecosystems is highly endangered and vulnerable to disturbances from invasive species. So far, the toad outbreak here is confined to a roughly 12-mile radius. And scientists are hatching a plan to eradicate the amphibians later this year.
It's going to be a massive effort on the ground because we're dealing with all kinds of different terrain and areas that are difficult to access.
That's Maya Moore again from Madagascar Fauna and Flora Group. She says authorities will try to remove egg masses, fence off potential breeding grounds, and poison eggs and tadpoles with non-toxic chemicals like citric acid and caffeine. They'll also need to enlist local people to kill adult toads, a task for which there should be no problem finding volunteers.
I'm afraid of the toads. They're ugly and poisonous.
That's Eileen, a 22-year-old Farafati resident.
We have no use for them. If there's something we can give them to kill them, we should do that.
For The World, I'm Bobby Bascom, Farafati, Madagascar.